than have to pay the ferryman. People don't seem to worry about that these days. Perhaps there's a bridge now. He's always talking about his funeral. Well, it's important to him. Sometimes old people are like that. They'd hate people to think that they were too poor to pay their own funeral. Mr. Weevil would die of shame if he couldn't pay for his own funeral.
It's very sad, him being all alone like that. Something should be done for him, said Tiffany.
Yes, we're doing it, said Miss Level. And Mrs. Tussey keeps a friendly eye on him.
Yes, but it shouldn't have to be us, should it?
Well, who should it have to be? Said Miss Level.
Well, what about this son he's always talking about, said Tiffany.
Young Toby? He's been dead for 15 years. And Mary was the old man's daughter. She died quite young. Mr. Weevil is very short-sighted, but he sees better in the past.
Tiffany didn't know what to reply, except,
it shouldn't be like this. There isn't a way things should be. There's just what happens and what we do.
Well, couldn't you help him by magic?
I see to it that he's in no pain, yes, said Miss Level.
But that's just herbs.
It's still magic. Knowing things is magical if other people don't know them.
Yes, but you know what I mean, said Tiffany, who felt she was losing this argument.
Oh, you mean make him young again, said Miss Level. Fill his house with gold. That's not what witches do.
We see to it that lonely old men get a cooked dinner and cut their toenails, said Tiffany, just a little sarcastically.
Well, yes, said Miss Level. We do what can be done. Mistress Weatherwax said you've got to learn that witchcraft is mostly about doing quite ordinary things.
And you have to do what she says, said Tiffany.
I listen to her advice, said Miss Level coldly.
Mistress Weatherwax is the head witch, then, is she?
Oh, no, said Miss Level, looking shocked. Witches are all equal. We don't have things like head witches. That's quite against the spirit of witchcraft.
Oh, I see, said Tiffany.
Besides, Miss Level added, Mistress Weatherwax would never allow that sort of thing.
Suddenly, things were going missing from the households around the chalk. This wasn't the occasional egg or chicken. Clothes were vanishing off washing lines. A pair of boots mysteriously disappeared from under the bed of Nosy Hines, the oldest man in the village.
And they was damn good boots. They could walk home from the pub all by theyselves if I but pointed they in the right direction, he complained to anyone who would listen. And they marched off with my old hat, too. And I just got he just as I wanted he, all soft and floppy.
A pair of trousers and a long coat vanished from a hook belonging to Abiding Swindell, the ferret keeper, and the coat still had ferrets living in the inside pockets.
And who climbed through the bedroom window of Clem Doynes and shaved off his beard, which had been so long that he could tuck it into his belt? Not a hair was left. He had to go around with a scarf over his face, in case the sight of his poor pink chin frightened the ladies.
It was probably witches, people agreed, and made a few more curse nets to hang in their windows. However, on the far side of the chalk, where the long green slopes came down to the flat fields of the plain, there were big thickets of bramble and hawthorn. Usually, these were alive with birdsong, but this particular one, the one just here, was alive with cussing.
"Ah, Crivens, will you no mind where you're putting your foot, you spavey? I canna help it, it's nae easy being a knee. You think you got troubles, you want to be doon here in the boots. That old man Swindell couldn't have washed his feet in years. It's fair reeking doon here."
"Reeking, is it? Well, you try being in his pocket, them ferrets ne'er got doot to gae to the lavy, if you get me meaning."
"Crivens, will you daft his no shut up?"
"Why, hark at him, just cos you're up there in the heed, you think you know everything. For doon here you're nothing but deed wheat, pal."
"Aye, right, and I'm with the elbows on this one. Where'd you be if it wasn't for us carrying your round? Who's you think you are? I'm rob anybody feeble as you can well enough, and I've had enough out of the lot as yes." "Okay, Rob, but it's real stuffy in here."
"Ach, and I'm fed up with the stomach complaining too."
"Gentlemen," this was the voice of the toad. No one else would dream of calling the Knack Mac Feagle gentleman. "Gentlemen, time is of the essence. The cart will be here soon. You must not miss it."
"We need more time to practice, toad. We're walking like a fellow with nae bones in a serious case of the trots,"
said a voice a little higher up than the rest.
"At least you are walking. That's good enough. I wish you luck, gentlemen."
There was a cry from farther along the thickets, where a lookout had been watching the road.
"The cart's coming down the hill!"